We got James Martinez on the line. Now, James Martinez, and this is the thing I was telling you about earlier that my stepdad first told me about a couple years ago, called cold fusion as an alternative to these nuclear fission power plants. That's safe. It's been around, but nobody wants to implement it because, you know, there's the powers that be that keep this stuff suppressed. So, and I believe that. So, James Martinez, welcome to the Surprise Show. I've been meaning to get you on. It's a good opportunity to do so.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Thank you for all your crew there. Thanks for the invitation, and thanks for taking the time. You've definitely hit on one of the most important parts right now for the entire human race. It's actually, in light of all the bad news that's in the media and what's happened in Japan, there's actually, you know, a flip side to this, because recently, in the last 2 or 3 months, I've been covering cold fusion for almost 15 years, and it came from multiple different venues and people that I knew when Martin Pons and Stanley Fleischman first discovered cold fusion. I mean, that was a huge, major story that upset the entire scientific world. Now, today, just recently, two scientists in Italy by the name of Rossi and Fricardi now have a working model. It's going to be tested in Florida. It's already been tested, but it's going to be set up for commercial use probably by the end of 2011, which for when people really think about what's happened with cold fusion, where all the trouble and all the science and all the stuff that people have gone through to bring this, so this is a great gift for the entire human race, because this is the turning point for the entire total globe, because eventually 50 years from now, this will be standard and everybody will have one.
Let me ask some, James, for people that are unaware what the heck we're talking about. We don't want to get too scientific with it, but basically, what's the bottom denominator? What is cold fusion? How is it done? And what's the benefit of it?
Well, cold fusion, for most people, the first time they ever learned about it was actually in a movie called The Saint, starring Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue. That was the first time people ever heard about it. But what basically it is, it's fusion at room temperature on a tabletop, which means putting a small amount of power into a source and getting 1,000 times more power out of the source. It's when it first came out and Pons and Fleischman first discovered this in the late 80s, this was a huge international news story because, for starters, it's a threat to the existing way the whole world lives by, which is currently by oil. It drives the earth and drives the cars and drives everything, and we're living in an oil-based economy. When this first thing came out, nobody believed it. Nobody bought it. There were death threats everywhere. They ruined these guys' careers when it came out. And then many years later, because everybody was saying, you know, this can't be replicated. You can't do this. You can't do this. And then scientists started replicating it over and over and over again. They had a lot of problems with it. But they knew, as well as a lot of futurists and the Pentagon and everybody else, they knew that this was the new energy of the future. The things that happen in Japan, those will be in the past. This is kind of it's a blessing in disguise, but it's nuclear fusion at room temperature without all the radioactive waste, without all the infrastructure that it needs to have, without all the problematic pollution and the massive amounts that it takes to build a nuclear facility. Those days are over.
Mr. Martinez, I got a question for you. This is Sugar Shane Fisher, Mr. Spry's executive officer over here. Now, I know a lot about science, so much that I decided to go to law school instead. and in between my scintillating, fast-paced dating life, I sometimes watch the Science Channel. And it's with my limited understanding of fusion, isn't the whole point of fusion you have to get these molecules heated up super, super hot to allow them to fuse because they naturally repel each other? How can you do that at room temperature?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I've interviewed all the top scientists in the world about this. Mm-hmm. And the reason the subject matters become relevant today is 60 Minutes, about a year ago, came out, confirmed its existence. I've been in touch with the Navy and so forth. It's actually used with palladium, and it's always been the problem with cold fusion has always been, how do you repeat it? Because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, so it has lots of riddles around it, and it's a complete kind of anomaly in the scientific thinking model of education. I've been watching this behind the scenes. I've interviewed all the top scientists, Dr. Edmund Storm, Michael McCubra, about 15 or 20 of them. And these guys have repeated it in their labs. But they've had a lot of trouble getting financing to do this because the public has not been behind it.
That's because why? That's because there's a concerted effort by oil companies and nuclear power companies that are trying to keep this stuff out of the hands of everyday use.
Yeah, I could get into the real serious aspects of what... Well, I'll just say it this way. Technology dictates modality, and these things are planned. Governments and countries plan hundreds of years ahead how to implement technology into society. And they plan based on some of the efforts and work of Marshall McLuhan on how implementation of technology affects behavior, culture, society, and communication.
That's very interesting that you mentioned Marshall McLuhan, because he's a big idol to radio folks, you know, with his medium, his the massage and all that. And let me bring this point out as well. You're absolutely right, because cell phones in Europe are far ahead of cell phones in the United States. They won't roll out the same technology in the U.S. that they have in Europe right now. And the ones in Japan are even further advanced, where you could put your cell phone up to a vending machine and buy stuff and all this other stuff that you're going to be able to do now. But it seems like you're right. I don't know. Are we on a slower? We used to lead the world in technology, and now we're not. Now we're just seem to be at the far end.
Well, with everything that's going on in the world, this is like probably maybe the toughest time to be alive and deal with all the economic situations. But it's also the greatest time to be alive. Because now this stuff is going to come forward. All the secrets are being released. There's whistleblowers everywhere. There's people trying to come out and say, hey, we don't need to live like this anymore. And now this is at Cold Fusion. Initially, when it came out, the world was not prepared to deal with those ramifications, because by declaring that actually exists, countries that have been oil-based economies, that's over. It's going to be over in the future. Over.
So let me ask you, one of the advantages of cold fusion, because it could be mass produced pretty cheaply, is that all those third world countries that hate us can now build a bomb. Is that it?
See, that's one of the negatives. Those are possibly one of the negatives that the intelligence agencies and governments have to consider when dealing with this. When Pons and Fleischmann first came out with this, they ruined their careers. There's death threats everywhere. There's a massive campaign to destroy their careers and say cold fusion does not exist. And you know, there's a very controversial thing. There's tons of documentary film has been made on it, but I knew 15 years ago that it was real, and I've since just got shot in a documentary called The Believers, now that's going to come out shortly. It's declared this whole thing is true, and it's kind of preparing the public to embrace this and ask for it. And based on all the interviews and everything I've done, because I was the first guy on radio really to address this over and over and over again, coldfusionnow.org is the place where all those interviews have been done, all the documentation is there, and it's ultimately addressing the potential pros and cons of having that, because it completely changes how a person's going to live and totally changes the cost of what it's going to live as well, and as well as other applications like, if we're going to use this power to run cities, because Michael McCubra, when he first came out, and he was the first guy to actually repeat this, said, you know, you can take a foot cubic space of seawater and run Los Angeles potentially on with it.
Wow.
If it's done correctly. Yeah, it's major. It's major.
I have a
really
question.
Major.
Mr. Martinez.
Yes.
Good morning. It's Tamalicious. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm excited about this, and I was wondering if you could give us an idea of when you think it's going to be available for our consumption purposes.
Well, I just interviewed Dr. Edmund Storm, who's probably one of the preeminent scientists, and he just got back from India, where all the top cold fusion scientists, they met, and they were actually there to go over the findings of Rossi and Picardi, which is two Italian scientists, which actually have the working model, which is going to be available for commercial use. I don't know if it's going to be for companies or the public, but it's actually going to be tested in Florida, believe it or not. It's a big private meeting happening in your state.
Wow.
Coming up probably this year, where this the model of what they're going to be using is going to be set up for commercial use. That's the news. It's been out already. the meeting itself in Florida is very closed off. I'm actually trying to get into it myself.
Yeah, man. If you get us that info, I'll try to post it on the site. Martinez, coldfusionnow.org to find out more. Coldfusionnow.org. Go to it right after the show. And it's really great to have you on. This is exciting field, and I'm more than happy to publicize it because I think it's important. So it's great to have you on, man, and we'll have you on again for an update on the Spry Show.
You bet.
James Martinez, everybody.